Did you see, and I say see because, of course, on the Morning Team show, since we have the opportunity to put up on WSW.com, we can not just talk about, but we can also have you a chance to see what we're talking about firsthand. This was at the newly opened Avengers campus at Disney, California. They have a special Spider-Man display, or game, I guess you'd call it, or adventure, I guess you'd call it.
I see.
Why are people ringing my phone? They shouldn't be.
Oh, that's your phone.
Oh, that's your phone. We wondered what that was. I thought it was part of the Spider-Man
not part of
thing.
Yeah, right.
Anyway.
It sounded like a Spider-Man theme.
This was happening last Thursday, where it's now, this is not a regular Spider-Man. It's a Spider-Man robot that they have as a part of the display.
Okay.
And here's what happened. I'm going to give you the audio. Whoops. Hang on. I'm going to get rid of the Spider-Man theme here. Spider-Man. Hang on a second. Right. Why do you got still that running? I thought I had there
Where's
we go.
Spider-Man, when
okay.
you need him.
Oh my gosh.
Here goes something.
All right, hang on a second here. Let's see if I can do this real quick. Boy, I tell you, see, I told you multiple screens.
Yep.
All right, watch closely. Here comes Spider-Man and the Spider-Man display.
Here goes something. Da-da-da-da.
Airbags,
please.
Oh.
The facility is equipped with airbags.
Ow. Fell a little short there.
It didn't look normal.
He hit a building?
Remember, this is the Spider-Man robot.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Not a real person. Okay.
Which is why we
so it wasn't a stunt man.
No,
okay.
This is a robot that's slung through the air, but he's supposed to land on top of the building.
Yeah.
He crashes into it.
Yeah, it took down a, must have been glass or
how
something.
How many pieces? How many pieces of robot were there left?
I mean, is that not funny? I mean, come on, goes spinning through the air, flips a couple times, and so if, my question is, if your mom and dad, and the youngster who's just, you know, Spider-Man, what do you say?
Splat!
Ooh. Spidey no more.
Good thing Spider-Man's a tough guy!
Yeah.
Now, what there was a message that apparently played. It's tough to hear, but I'll tell you what it says. When it happened, the show is actually programmed in case of accidents, and the message that plays to the audience is this. The web facility is not equipped with airbags. What's that supposed to mean?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Because he went crashing into it. Repairs were made. The show did resume later in the afternoon, and the next time that Spider-Man, the robot, was launched, he did land on top of the building as he was supposed to.
Oh, all right.
Okay. That time...
Very good. That time he did not. Fell short.
No real Spider-Man were injured in the production of this.
Maybe that's what they have to announce. Oh, man, that's just, like I said, I'm easily amused, and that just amused me. That was hilarious. I can watch that video all day. And you can watch it, too, at WSW.com.
That and the burning goat. It doesn't take much.
It does not.
So here's the other story. Now, how cool is this? I'll use the word groovy.
Groovy.
Because it goes back to that.
Oh, the good. Oh, the Mystery Machine.
Yeah, the Mystery right. Machine from yeah. Scooby-Doo.
The van.
What?
Well, the Mystery Machine.
Yeah, okay.
You didn't watch how
Scooby-Doo?
Could you?
And, well, if it wasn't the TV show, this is actually the Mystery Machine from, remember the Scooby-Doo movie?
No, I don't.
20 years ago.
That's why it's a mystery.
20 years ago when they did a Scooby-Doo movie.
Yeah.
This is the actual Mystery Machine from that movie.
I see.
And one of the stars of the movie, Matthew Lillard, who played Shaggy,
mm-hmm.
is now part of a special Airbnb opportunity where you could actually purchase a one-night stay in the Mystery Machine. How cool would that be?
Well.
And remember, we're throwing it back. Well, it's 2002 when the movie was. Of course, Scooby-Doo was big in the 60s. So this Mystery Machine includes a Sugar Ray album.
Oh, Sugar Ray, wow.
Portable CD player, a lava lamp.
Oh, yeah.
Bongos?
And a vintage TV.
Yeah, bongos, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You also get your favorite snacks and selections to choose from dinner. I wonder if you get Scooby snacks.
No, probably.
It says here hot dogs, that you'll have plenty of those to eat. And even a chance to, the vintage TV, which will come with the availability to watch the Scooby-Doo movie while you're in the Mystery Machine.
Wow.
The machine is available for booking starting on June 16th at 1 p.m. That's this Thursday. We have a link up on the Morning Team show in case you'd like to spend a night in the Mystery Machine.
See. Yeah, that's what I said. Bongos, beads.
Yeah.
That's what they did.
So do you win it or do you buy it?
How groovy would that be? Well, it's through Airbnb, so it's just kind of renting it.
So
that would be cool. That would be cool. So there you go, folks.
Why was Fred the only one who could drive the Mystery Machine? Did Shaggy ever drive?
Well, would you trust Shaggy behind
the wheel? Probably not. No. Good point.
Velma was probably too short.
And she always lost her glasses, so she was blind.
And Daphne. Yeah.
Just.
Times was an airhead. I'm sorry.
So it remains a mystery.
She was.